Warning, we used up all our coronavirus snack rations in 2 days, but there's still plenty of vodka. Listener discretion is advised.
Where? I'm drinking fucking Coors Light and you're...
Yeah.
You got vodka?
Yeah, I got vodka and toilet paper.
Fuck.
Uh-huh.
Asshole.
And lots of guns and plenty of ammo.
Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man.
Welcome to this week's Listener Stories mini episode of Florida Man. As you all could probably guess, I'm Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of the show where we read you the Florida Man type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida Man-like, or things you have experienced where you encounter some dumbass, or, in my case, you were that dumbass.
And Allison sent us our story this week, and she didn't send a message, she just sent a subject line that said Polish dumbass story.
We've never done a story from Poland.
We have not, but that's about to change.
The Daily Mail. Well, I just said one of my favorite websites.
Yes, you did.
I do.
Okay. You want me to read it or you want to read it?
No, you read it. I'm read out.
All right. From the Daily Mail, like Phil said, Polish woman goes blind after getting her eyeballs dyed black.
I read this story.
Did you?
I remember seeing the headlines. I do. I visit. I go to the Daily Mail a lot.
Now,
I that's one of mine.
Most of my family heritage is Irish, but I do have, my mother is half Polish.
Okay.
So no Polak jokes, please.
Oh, I'm not doing a Polak joke.
All right. So woman
has, I would never.
A woman has been left completely
what
blind.
What do you get when, what do you get when you cry? All right. I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it. Sorry. Sorry, Joel. Go ahead.
A woman has been left completely blind in one eye and will soon lose sight in the other after a tattoo artist botched an attempt to dye her eyeballs black.
I have tattoos, and I have
not
never
on your
had,
eyeballs.
No, that's what I don't beat me to the punchline of my own joke. I have not ever had a desire. I've seen lots of them, and it is an extremely delicate procedure. Yeah. I mean, procedure to do.
I don't even get. I don't. I haven't got LASIK surgery because I don't want to do.
I mean, I don't know how, if they use the same equipment or if it's, cause you're literally injecting dye into your.
Yeah. Fuck no. No, you're not. Not in mine.
I've seen them done before. People
really?
Had, yeah. I've seen them not perform, but I've seen pictures
you've seen
of people.
The results.
Yeah. That have had them done, but
they
yeah.
look like on Supernatural when the demons go
oh,
black eyed.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's fucked up. That's creepy. Just if you see somebody. You're just walking in Publix or whatever, and you see somebody with black fucking eyes. That's fucking creepy. All right. So Alexandra Sadowska from the city of Wrocław in the west of Poland had gone to the tattooist after deciding she wanted to emulate a rap artist called Popek, who also had the whites of his eyes dyed black.
Now we are lucky that we do have someone in our, what do we call this?
In our circle.
In our circle. Our fold. Our family.
Yes.
The Florida Men family that is in the medical profession that happens to be on the phone with us right now. So our roving reporter, Heather, our first patron.
Our medical consultant.
Medical consultant who needs to clean her bedroom needs to. Oh, and now the, gross. Oh, she's, so what do you know about tattooing eyeballs?
So I don't know a lot because I'm not a tattoo artist, but I, know it's not a good idea.
I don't need a medical degree
just
to make that
like a terrible idea and wildly painful for
that. Really, they do say is they do say, the yeah, they do say it's extremely painful to have it done.
I can concur with Heather's diagnosis there. And I am not a medical professional or a tattoo artist or someone who has had a tattoo. And
so
yet,
are you just,
I came to the same conclusion as her.
Okay. Well, keep reading. Yeah, you just totally ruined the reason that we had the medical consultant on here in the first place.
Oh no, I just wanted my layman's diagnosis to be concurred with by a actual medical professional.
Okay.
But here we go. The bungled procedure left the 25-year-old model complaining of pains in her eyes, which the tattooist is reported to have said was normal. And could be treated with painkillers. I agree with both of them at this point. I can agree that she probably has pain in her eyes. And I can agree that he probably said, yeah, that's fucking normal for getting tattoos on your eyeballs.
I mean, yeah, I think I would expect someone with tattooed eyeballs for their eyes to hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not even an expert. Yeah, I would think the same thing.
All right. Based in the Polish capital of Warsaw, the tattoo artist, named in local media as Piotr A., is facing 3 years in prison for unintentionally severely disabling the woman.
Oh, they sent him to jail?
Apparently so. After losing complete sight in her right eye, Alexandra was told by doctors that the damage was irreparable and that she would soon lose sight in her left eye, too. During the subsequent investigation, it was found that the tattooist had made serious mistakes in the process, including using body ink for tattooing skin, which should not come into contact with the eye. The woman's lawyers told local media, "There is clear evidence that the tattoo artist did not know how to perform such a delicate procedure." Personally, I would think that there's not a proper procedure for tattooing the eye.
There is a proper procedure.
Is there a different kind of ink that you're supposed to
use? I don't know about that, but there are people that the first thing you want to ask, you ever done this before? Just asking.
Well, if you're going to tattoo your fucking eyeballs, I feel like I would really want to make sure that person knew what they were doing. Like, you don't go to some back alleyway in prison to get your eyeballs tattooed.
No, you go to the guy that's done like 500 or 600 of them.
Well, right. there's not 500 or 600 people in the world that have had their eyeballs tattooed.
That's my fucking point.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
The woman's lawyers also said, yet he decided to perform it, which led to this tragedy. Resolute Alexandra said, "Unfortunately for now, doctors do not give me much optimism for improvement. The damage is too deep and extensive. I'm afraid that I will be completely blind." Yeah. When you stick needles into your eyeball and inject ink into said eyeball, blindness is probably something that is possible to occur.
Yeah, I don't want to say that they deserve it because, you know, going blind's real bad. But, like, you had to know the risk, man. Yep. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you don't deserve it, but you should have at least expected it as a possibility.
Yeah, right?
People are fucking stupid. And,
indeed.
And I don't think this has anything to do with her being from Poland or being Polish.
I have refrained from all Polish jokes in this story.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But yeah.
Hey, Joel, what do you get when you... Never mind. Go ahead. Keep reading. I don't know what that meant. Keep reading.
My favorite Polish joke. This is the only one that I actually laughed at.
Here we go.
If an American... and a Polish American jumped off the top of the building, who would hit the ground first?
Who?
The American, because the Polish American would have to stop and ask directions.
Oh, Joel, just finish reading the damn story. We've been recording for 4 hours.
Let's see.
Oh, my God.
She added...
I'm running out of memory on the computer.
He's exaggerating. It's only been 2 hours and a half. She added, "I will not lock myself in the basement and get depressed. I have sadness behind me, but I live on." The tattooist, who still runs his salon where he carries out mainly ear piercings, has now been charged 4 years after Alexandra's ordeal began. He has pleaded not guilty. The court case is expected to start soon. 4 years it's taken.
But he specializes in ear piercings.
Yeah. That should have been her first clue.
Yes, like I said, ask, how many of these have you done and may I have references?
They pierce ears in the mall.
Yeah. Well,
that's this guy's specialty.
Well, he pierces other places.
But his specialty is ears.
Oh, that's true.
Not a lot of...
Mainly.
Not a lot of labia being pierced. A lot of ears. Ew. Not a lot of nipples pierced. I mean, not as many as ears.
Why'd you go there?
Nobody pierces... Well, I guess somebody pierces their labia, but you pierce your clitoris, not your labia.
Those two.
This just went downhill.
You watch different movies than I do.
That's the problem. It's on the internet, Joel, so it must be true.
You can't fake it. I mean, they're not sticking them on with stickers. They held on really well from what I'm seeing. They're actually pierced.
Okay, fair enough. Well, that's our listener quickie story for this week. Folks, if you have a story you'd like to cover on the quickie show, whether it's in your local news or some personal story of some dumbass you know, like my co-host, send us an email to Florida Men at... Send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in a tattoo parlor in Poland.
That's not what this says. You forgot to change that, didn't you?
Yeah, but I can do it on the fly.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. Y'all be safe out there and have a great week. Peace!
Thanks for having me on the show, guys!
Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. He's Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida Man.
The preceding podcast is copyright 2020, Shadyside Media, LLC. All rights reserved.